¡Golazo! ¡Golazo! ¡Golazo!
The world of football with a soccer perspective. This is Soccer Today with Dwayne Mullins and Kevin Larame, live on the Sports Podcasting Network.
And good day, good night. Welcome to Soccer Today for Monday, August 13th, 2018. Dwayne is on assignment, should be able to join us probably a bit later, hopefully, for the Canadian Review. Good Monday morning. How's everyone doing? The Premier League is back. It was Red Card Sunday in Major League Soccer. I don't know if it was the full moon, but there's been a lot of incidents happening in Major League Soccer on Sunday and during the weekend. Let's start by just looking at a few plays and a few results from the Premier League. We'll move to Major League Soccer, and then we'll continue with the Canadian Review. The Premier League is back, and on Friday it all began for the 2018-2019 season. Manchester United, Leicester City, 2-1 for United. But what catches people's attention, it's after the game. You know, Paul Pogba doesn't talk to the media often. Yes, there's no rules like in Major League Soccer for players to be available for comments after games. And Pogba, before Friday's game, talked to the media like twice in his career since he came back to United so far. And, well, he did talk on Friday night. Even though Mourinho was talking in a very good way about Pogba's performance, he said, oh, he was maybe just fit for 60, gave us 80 minutes. What caught people's attention is the rumors that there's a rift between the special one of Jose Mourinho and Paul Pogba. There's a rift, I think so. Yes, if you try to read between the lines, which was probably what Paul Pogba wanted to be analyzing his comments, he was very careful not to cross the line, saying, well, if I go further, I'll get fined, but mentioning that even though everything that's going on, I tried to do my best, I tried to give the best for the team, there is something happening in the Manchester United locker room, and Paul Pogba is not happy. One of the key players for Manchester United this year will be Paul Pogba. Is he going to finish the season there? Is Mourinho going to finish the season as manager of United? Those are all questions that we don't have answer right now. Even though Manchester United started the year with a great win on Friday, 2-1 versus Leicester, there's a little bit of sour taste left in Manchester United fans' mouth with those comments. And which wasn't said. The comments in itself are par for the course, you know, nothing special, but they lead on. He was letting people on about what actually is going on, and there's something happening, for sure, in the locker room of Manchester United between Pogba and Jose Mourinho, and that will be fascinating to see if it boils down to, if it escalates, that's going to be interesting. So that was a good result. There was great games on Saturday morning too. Newcastle-Tottenham. Tottenham 2, Newcastle 1. If you watch that game, for about a 15-minute stretch, this game turned on its head. It was crazy. Newcastle opens the account for 2018. Tottenham comes back, scores right away, and scores a second. And Tottenham wins on the road with their brand new kit. The third kit not look that bad. It actually looked pretty good. Speaking of third kit, the Chelsea one is kind of yellow. It's very yellow, and I'm not necessarily a big fan of yellow. But 3 on the road against Huddersfield, that was a good result for Chelsea. I'm sorry, Jean-Luc Picard. I'm sorry, Sir Patrick Stewart. But Huddersfield's going down this year, and it started with a loss against Chelsea. I do feel that that's going to be the case. Bournemouth continues to have good results against bad teams, you could say. Cardiff lost their opener in this year's Premier League. Bournemouth was able to win 2-0. There's other interesting result here. Watford upset kind of against Brighton at home. Crystal Palace, a good win on the road against newly promoted Fulham. Wolves and Everton, red card to Everton, which gave Wolves a chance, and Wolves 2, Everton 2. That's an impressive result for Wolves. Wolves are fancy to maybe be a top 10 team at the end of the season, and this result can go a long way. Liverpool 4, West Ham 0. Yeah, I know they got Pellegrini now, and West Ham may be better suited with Pellegrini than David Moyes, which he finished the season last year as manager of West Ham. But Liverpool 4, Mane and Salah are carrying Liverpool, and it seems like a good run. Seems like a good win, and I think Liverpool might be able to do better than Dwayne mentioned last week. Dwayne predicted to be around sixth. I do feel that they might not have what it takes to just beat Man City for the top, for the Premier League trophy, but for West Ham, nil, not too bad. And to finish this quick highlights of this first weekend in the Premier League, Man City 2 on the road at Emirates Stadium against Arsenal 0. And you know, it had to happen. We've talked about it on Friday. How long will it take before we see the hashtag Emery out? It took 2 days. Yeah. Arsenal fans are a bit predictable. I guess everyone's a bit predictable. I guess Twitter is predictable. And I guess we were right. Arsenal 0, Man City 2, Manchester City, the favorite so far to win the Premier League in 2018-19. If they were before the game started, and there still are after the game finished. But those are just a bit of their quick results in this weekend's Premier League. What really catches the attention again is the Pogba-Mourinho situation in Manchester United. Will Pogba carry this locker room in a mutiny in the next few weeks? Might be possible. But now, let's cross the pond. Let's go to yesterday in Major League Soccer. There were three games on Sunday. Three red cards. One in each game that happened. Let's go with the Jozy Altidore red card to start. Jozy Altidore was battling for a ball with Callens on the side of the sideline. Loses the ball. Callens was pushing him a little bit. And Jozy lost his thought process for a second. Turn around. Kicked his shin, straight red card early in the game, and Jozy Altidore is sent off for Toronto. New York City scored at one. Jovinko at the 50th minute or so scored a second. Well, one for Toronto. Then it was 2-1. Then it was 2-2. And at the end of the game, late, NYCFC scored the game winner at the 88th minute. Well, yeah, a ball that looked like nothing. Headed by the defender and then taken by the NYCFC player. Hits it. Right post. Little far. Little cross shot. Nothing that Bono could do. And it was 3-2. And Toronto FC lost this game at home. Only. Here, let's look at the amount of games left for Toronto FC. They have 23 games played, which means they have 11 games remaining in 2018. Time is in the essence. Time is running out. Might be still just enough, but it's becoming difficult now. There's a little gap, and we'll take a look at the standings after the Canadian review. But what I wanted to talk about as well, it was not just Jozy getting a red card. There was a red card in the DC United Orlando City game, and this game was 2-2 late in the game. In one of the last plays of the game, you probably saw it already. It was 2-2, and David Ustad, goalkeeper for DC United, was going for the win. He was on the other half. He was pushing the attack. And then the ball gets cleared. The Orlando player is all alone, striking, running. Running towards DC's net. But Captain Wayne Rooney had other ideas. He's running, tracking back, slide tackle, wins the ball, goes on a run on the right flank, going forward, hits a 52-yard cross right on top of Luciano Acosta's head, one of the smallest players in DC United. And Acosta scores his third goal of the game for the win. Late, DC United and Audi Field goes, you know what, ape. Yep, goes crazy. They're having the time of his life. Acosta jumps the barricade, celebrates with the fans. And all this created by El Señor Wayne Rooney, in his own words. Wow, what a way to end the game. That was spectacular. It was dramatic. It was quite a finish of a game. But it wasn't the only interesting finish of the game so far. There was a incident in the FC Dallas game where Diaz of Seattle was headbutted by FC Dallas player, and that player was sent off, and it finished 2-1. But it wasn't all. What actually was interesting in this one, the game itself, yes, it's the fifth or sixth straight wins for Seattle, which are making a comeback. We'll take a look at the standings, and they were in a bit of a similar situation than Toronto. Yes, they were not as deep in trouble than Toronto was, but Seattle are battling out of that hole, slowly but surely, climbing one rung at a time of that ladder to get out of the hole. FC Dallas and Seattle got into a skirmish at the end of that game, and it was shown on TV. You even see Ramon Torres run for like 40 yards, get himself into the equation, want to implicate himself to pushing, shoving, yelling between staff members of the two clubs, between players. We'll see the ramifications of it. We'll see if there's any suspension, any fines. There definitely is going to be fines. We'll see if there's any suspension for both those teams. But it is a weird, weird Sunday in Major League Soccer. I'm wondering if it was the full moon. I'm wondering what happened. And in the same vein, that was reported by Stephen Goff of the Washington Post, Orlando City, after the game, had a lot of controversy, confrontations between players, pushing, shouting, shoving, and big face-to-face confrontation between Orlando players. The situation of Orlando is boiling over. The time is making, it's running away from them. And they're now in trouble of maybe not making the playoffs. And it's more likely than not that they won't make the playoffs in 2018, especially the way things are going right now. We'll come back with the Canadian Review to talk about Vancouver and the Montreal Impact and a bit more about Toronto in the next few minutes. But let's take a look at the standings in Major League Soccer now, with most of the team having between 9 and 11 games to play. DC United's got 14 games remaining. DC United could make a push for the playoff, even though they're dead last in the Eastern Conference, if they get those game in hands with points. You know, if they win a few of those game in hands, they might make a push for the playoffs. We'll see. Let's stop at the top of the East, where there's a bit of a gap between the top three teams and the bottom three teams of the teams above the black line that makes the playoffs in Major League Soccer. Atlanta first with 48 points. The Red Bulls second with 47. New York third with 47 as well. But the Red Bulls have one game in hand versus New York City FC. Columbus in fourth, 39 points. There's a gap there. So Columbus can't really look forward, but they can't really look back. Columbus is just happy where they are, fourth. And it's pretty safe to say Columbus and the top three of the Eastern Conference are pretty much assured of a playoff spot as we speak, with 10 games to 9 games remaining for those four clubs. Now, Philly back above that black line. Philly 30 points with 11 games left to play, a 1.3 points per game average. Montreal 6 with their 1-1 draw on the road against Real Salt Lake. 30 points, 1.2 points per game, but only 9 games left to play for the Montreal Impact in 2018. The Revolution, 7th, first team out of the playoff, 29 points, 23 games played, means they have 11 left. They have a better points per game average than the Impact, so if they do get results in those game in hands, you wouldn't be surprised to see the Revolution take over Montreal in that last spot that gives a ticket for the playoffs, at least a one-game ticket. Then Orlando. Orlando has 23 points, or 6 points separating them from 7th, and 7 points separating them from 6th place. 0.96 points per game average, 24 games played, 10 games left, and time is running out for Orlando, for Toronto, Chicago, and DC. Toronto, 23 points, 23 games played. They got 11 left. We'll see what Toronto can do with those 11 games. But now you're not going to have Jozy Altidore for next game. And depending of the situation, the suspension can be more than one game, depending of what the disciplinary committee, MLS's DISCO, will do. And no, it's getting close, though. It's not panic at the DISCO, but it is becoming pretty close. Chicago, 10th in the Eastern Conference, with 25 games played, 23 points. The next opponent of the Montreal Impact in the league, Chicago Fire, in Montreal on Saturday. It'll be interesting. That's a fascinating game. Even though there's 7 points different between those two teams, they have the same amount of games played. So if Montreal gets a result at home against Chicago Fire, Montreal 31 or 33 points, and they can maybe push for maintaining their spot in the standings. If Chicago wins, Chicago might be motivated, and it might be what they need to continue their push for a playoff, or continue to start their push for a playoff. We do have those famous 6 points game coming up. You know, it's not just the 3 points you make if you win a game against a direct opponent in the race for the playoffs. It's the 3 points that the other team doesn't make. And that's as important as the 3 points you do make. And of course, DC United, dead last in their conference, 21 points in 20 games played. They have 14 left, and that's where it could be interesting. There could be some sort of momentum building for DC United with Audi Field, with Wayne Rooney, El Señor Wayne, and Luciano Zacosta. The play of DC United over the last few games has improved a lot. They have a decent record at home of 4-1-1. Depending of the rest of the games that we'll play at home, this might get even better. And if DC United can put a few wins together, they'll climb that standing really quickly. Is it too little too late for DC United? Yes, it could be. But who knows? Wayne Rooney does a few results, influences the game like he has been. They win those games in hand, and DC United can push for the playoffs. But it'll be difficult, and that is one of the reasons why it'll be difficult for any team to really make a push for the playoff in the Eastern Conference, because of that gap. Philly, Montreal, and the Revolution. Three teams separated by 1 point only. Two of those teams will make the playoffs. Orlando, already 6 points behind the Revolution. Yeah, it's a big ask for them to make a comeback in the Western Conference. Now, speaking of comeback, Vancouver Whitecaps. 2-1 win on the road against Portland. A very good win. One of the best games they played this season for Vancouver. And now they're only 2 points behind Real Salt Lake in sixth position. FC Dallas, they stumbled over the last couple of weeks. And now their lead on top of the Western Conference is only 3 points above Sporting Kansas City, who won 2-0 this weekend as well. And Kansas City won 2-0 against LAFC. So LAFC, with their midweek loss in the semifinal of the Lamar Hunt US Open Cup, did leave some marks, did leave some trace of that loss of momentum, that loss of confidence that could have come after losing in penalties the way they did, and they lose at home against one of the best teams in the Western Conference. And that might be costly for LAFC, which are dropping like flies in smoke. Now fifth, only 3 points from not making the playoffs, and depending on Vancouver's push, LAFC could be in trouble of not making the playoffs, even though they have been above that red line all season long. Moving back to the standings in the Western Conference, the Portland Timbers third with 37 points, LA Galaxy fourth with 36, LAFC 36, fifth, Real Salt Lake 35 points in sixth position. It's a tight race in the Western Conference. Nothing is for granted. From the first to the sixth spot in the East, only 7 points separate those six teams. You add Vancouver, and it's 9 points separating the top team in the Western Conference to 7th in Vancouver. Then you have Seattle at 32. Minnesota's at 29. The gap might be a bit too big for Minnesota. And then Houston, Rapids, and San Jose below. San Jose only 16 points. A tire fire of a situation this year in the Bay Area. But Vancouver can still believe in their chance to make the playoffs. Seattle, if they continue on this run, might have a chance to pull it off too. It all depends of Galaxy, LAFC, Real Salt Lake, Vancouver, Seattle. Those five clubs will battle for the last three spot that gives a playoff push. And even Portland at 37 is not out of danger either. Fascinating playoff race in the Western Conference so far in Major League Soccer. Now, let's just do a quick Canadian review here. The Montreal Impact were playing Saturday night in Real Salt Lake. We saw the debut of Quincy Amariqua coming in late for Mancosu and of Michael Azira coming in for Ken Kurlicki. And Montreal almost pulled the upset of a win on the road. Yes, they conceded it first, but what a goal by Jukka Raitala. Yeah, you heard right. Jukka Raitala hit one of the nicest goals in 2018 for the Montreal Impact with a floating shot from about 25 yards to the left corner. A little too high for Raimondo. Raimondo tried, but that nothing he could do to stop that shot on the side net. And it was 1-1 at that point. Then Montreal did some changes. Montreal changed Mancosu, who has maybe missed three goal-scoring chances. Easier, like he's not easy ones, but on the easier side. And Mancosu missed him. Amariqua comes in, brings some energy to the team. And even though he was only practicing for the club just a handful of time, not even, having traded to Montreal Wednesday from San Jose, he was influential. He was able to almost score a goal on the header off a corner and other situations like this. Michael Azira was influential too, and not as a defensive role as we'd have thought. He was able to pass the ball forward and to link up with a tighter link up with Appiatti and Amariqua, and were able to, especially Alessandro Silva. Silva was instrumental in this game too. Alejandro Silva, 8 assists so far, only 2 away from the famous double-digit assist. Not a lot of players in Montreal's Impact history has double assist season. And Alejandro Silva, even though he did not start the beginning of the year the way he wanted, he's ending it the way he wanted. And he's becoming a key part of this team with Nacho Piatti. And with the addition of Amariqua, with the addition of Azira, add Bakary Sagna probably next week for Chicago against Chicago, it'll be interesting to see if Montreal can continue their push for a playoff spot. But Montreal were pressing late in this game, and they almost got the game winner at a few times. We're not lucky enough to finish the chances they have, but it bodes well for the very near future for Montreal. If Quincy Amariqua is able to produce the same type of influence and expected goals that he did in his short play against Real Salt Lake, Montreal can score more goals, at least from the center forward position. And you add Piatti, Silva, Tider. This offense could be totally changed just with the presence of Amariqua, maybe implicating his teammates a bit more and finishing the chances that Mancosu wasn't finishing. So this can bode well for the Montreal Impact going forward. But still, 1 point on the road against a team battling for a playoff spot in the Western Conference too. Two teams that are in a similar position. Both are sixth position in their respective conference, and both are only 1 or 2 points away from not being in the playoff positions right now. So they do feel Vancouver in Real Salt Lake's position, and in Montreal, they do feel New England breathing down their neck. But if a few results goes their way, there's still a chance for Montreal and Real Salt Lake, or Vancouver on the other side, to maybe make the playoff, and that's the important situation. Toronto, though, with this loss at home, I'll bring you to the comments of Greg Vanney on Jozy Altidore's ejection of this game. It's disappointing. It's disappointing when players get caught in a situation and incidents that has no relation to the game. Discipline and the team must be what the focus is all about right now. And with Jozy's action, he cost the team maybe a win. He cost the team, who was playing decent and even one man down, were able to draw up until the 80th minute 2-2 against one of the best team in the Eastern Conference. A late collapse of judgment, lapse of judgment, a mental error cost Toronto the game. But it can all boils down to Jozy's ejection. And in the words of Greg Vanney, it was disappointed for him to feel players not put the team first in that moment. The focus, the discipline needs to be there if they want to continue that push. And that setback could be enough to maybe miss the playoffs for Toronto. Too little, too late. Usually we talk about 50, 52 points to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. This year might be less than that for some reason. Again, Philly in fifth position, 30 points. Montreal in sixth position, 30 points. New England, seventh, 29. Orlando, 23. And Toronto in ninth, 23 as well. For Toronto, they got 11 games left. 11 games to make the first 23 forgettable. They have to go on a run once again. They have to not just get draws now. They have to get wins in a few in a row if they want to have a chance to catch Montreal or Philly in fifth or sixth spot in the Eastern Conference. And that is easier said than done. Well, we'll come back later this week and look at the remaining schedule for teams in the playoff battles in the East and the West, and we'll handicap the possibility, the probabilities of all teams to make the playoff. But there's a gap to be crossed by Toronto. And if you look at Orlando's reaction after their loss yesterday, pushing, shoving, shouting, confrontations, face-to-face confrontations, things are not as it seems. And for Toronto, their unity is important right now. And hopefully for Canadian content like Jonathan Rosario, you want Toronto to be able to at least make the playoff to so that his performance this year are not forgotten. It's all well and good to be the best scorer in your team, all competition in the season, when your team doesn't make the playoff and doesn't win a trophy. It's kind of a wasted opportunity. And hopefully for Toronto, Jonathan Rosario will continue to play well, but Toronto will take advantage of his play to actually get a few results in this playoff race. But it is a fascinating playoff race when you look at everything that's going on over the last few days. So, well, we'll see what happens the rest of the week. We'll see if the disciplinary committee does render a few decisions from what happened on Sunday, Red Card Sunday in Major League Soccer. Yeah, that was interesting. That was fascinating. And again, if you haven't seen the last moments of the DC United Orlando game, I suggest you watch it. It's making its way around the social media, different social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You do have that Wayne Rooney run, that tackle, and then the run moving forward with that 52-yard cross in the air right on Luciano Zaccosta's head for the hat trick and the win for DC United. And that's the type of win that does give you momentum. That excitement, that rise of adrenaline, that rise of confidence coming with this never give up attitude. This could be a momentum changer, a game changer, season changer for DC United if they can put a few good performances in a row. And that's the key now. From Montreal to Vancouver to Toronto, and let's remind our listeners, Vancouver won a great game on the road against a very good team in Portland, 2-1 Vancouver, and Vancouver is only 2 points out of a playoff spot as we speak. It's not all doom and gloom. Right now, only one Canadian team is above the black line, but this can change really quickly if Vancouver can continue to ride the great play of Hurtado and Davies and maybe get another few wins in a row, and Vancouver is in business. And that will be the fascinating story going forward in Major League Soccer. How many Canadian teams will make the playoffs? How many teams outside of the playoffs now will make a push for the playoff? Is it too late for Orlando, for Toronto, for DC United? It is too late for San Jose. Well, let's be fair here. It is too late for a few teams. But because of their amount of games left, DC is not dead for me. Chicago is. Chicago at 25 games, only 9 games left, and already 7 points out of a playoff spot. And it'll be important to see if Montreal can beat them at home in Montreal next Saturday. That's an important game. It's a 6-point game for the Impact. You win, you got 33, and Chicago still got 23, and it's pretty much over for Chicago for a playoff spot. Toronto will be in a similar situation, so we'll keep an eye on those standings in the next few days. We'll continue to dissect all the events that happened last weekend, and we'll see if there's any ramifications, if there's more suspension. There's already going to be a lot of suspension just because of the amount of red cards, so those players are still suspended for next game. And Wednesday, it's the Canadian Championship Final, the second leg, this time in Toronto. It's 2-2 on aggregate right now between Toronto and Vancouver. Toronto with the advantage of scoring 2 goals in Vancouver. Yes, Toronto had a man advantage. Vancouver, Felipe got a red card during last Wednesday's game, so Felipe will be suspended in the second leg Wednesday. We'll see if winning the Canadian Championship is enough to give a boost to either team who wins it. If Toronto wins and then goes on a run, Toronto could. I say could because they're still 7 points out of Montreal. If the momentum switch that could happen with the Canadian Championship win, the V Cup, Voyagers Cup, maybe it's enough to jumpstart the end of the season. But if Vancouver does win, Vancouver is only 2 points out of the playoff, this could really give them a momentum boost. And you know how I am, right? I do love the intangibles. I do love the mental aspect of professional sports because it does play a big role in results, in my opinion. And having that confidence that comes with winning a trophy, regardless of the trophy, winning a trophy does give you a boost of confidence. If Vancouver pulls it off on Wednesday, they're in a hole, though. They have to score 2 or 1. Well, if they concede, they're done. They need to score at least 1, but they need to score 2 to nullify the away goal rule and then hope and brace for the best. And that will be fascinating, but we'll talk about this Wednesday morning and we'll review it Thursday on the show. Thanks for listening to Soccer Today. Dwayne will be back as soon as possible, hopefully tomorrow. You can follow myself on social media at Kev Larame, and you can follow Dwayne on social media as well at 24th Minute. Podcast versions of our show are available anywhere you get your podcasts. Just look for Soccer Today or the Sports Podcasting Network. If you want to watch it and listen to it online, you can listen to it at sportspodcastingnetwork.com and watch us with our sexy faces and voices at youtube.com/sportspodcastnetwork. And as always, until tomorrow, I'm Kevin Larame, and have a great soccer.
You can find the podcast version of all the shows we do on iTunes, Apple Podcast, Google Play Store, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and anywhere you get your podcast.